a senior at VHS, and I wanted to speak about the topic of gun violence and mental illness, and that they don't always equate, but when they do, it's necessary for people to find help. I myself, I'm not going into many details, have dealt with a lot of mental health issues, and they have led me into several hospitals over the past few years of my life. And I can safely say that the mental health facilities here in Iowa are lacking, to say the least. When you act up, you're strapped onto a bed and have a heavy sedative shot punctured into your skin, and they wait and they keep you in a room until it wears off. When other people are upset, when they give up on the patients who they think can't be helped anymore, they locked them in a hallway, and the rest of us had to avoid them to the point where they hardly got any food to eat. Now, I believe those conditions to be inhumane, and this is why I believe that there needs to be more prevention of gun violence. And yes, it does relate to mental illness sometimes, but not all the time. Mentally ill people, we're more likely to hurt ourselves than others. But whenever you notice a teenager, specifically usually, committing a crime such as a school shooting, we are so quick to slap labels on them of mental illness, trying to cover up their actions with, oh, they must be crazy. Only a crazy person could do that. And I don't believe that's right, because when one's mental illness does contribute to violence in schools or any other place, there needs to be more care in preventing it. Because if you feel as if you might commit violence against someone, you don't exactly want to tell the world. There needs to be more light shed on the fact that mental illness doesn't always equate to violence, but when it does, there needs to be more care and preventative actions. Thank you.